Peah, Per Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah will also deal with the idea that we talked about in the previous Perek, and that was whether or not certain areas in a field are considered separate fields or not. The Mishnah begins by talking about something called Malbanos. The word Malbanos comes from the word Malbane, which is a brick or a rectangle, and is based on its shape. It's a tzura of a malbane. So you have malbanos hatvua. You have these rectangular areas of grain, shebein hazesim, that are planted in between olive trees. So let's say you'll have two rectangular shaped areas of grain, and in between you have zesim, you have olive trees growing. Now, the truth of the matter is, it's lav davka. It doesn't have to be olive trees. It could be other types of trees as well. So beishamei omrim, beishamei says, Peah mikol echad v'yechad. You have to take peah from each malbein, each rectangle separately, and they're considered separate sado, separate fields regarding peah. Beis Hillel omrim, Beis Hillel says me echad ala kol, that you take peah from one of the malbanos, one of the rectangles for the entire field, in other words, including however many malbanos there are. However, umodim Beis Shammai, however, is mod agrees to Beis Hillel that, even though he had said that they're considered separate fields, these malbanos, shimhayu rashe shuros mu'uravin, that if the heads of the shuros, of the rows, are mu'uravin, are mixed with each other, in other words, in front or in back of the trees, you have the malbanos are basically joined together. There's an area where they're joined. Shunosim peah me'echad ala kol. They agreed to Beis Hillel that you will take peah from one malbain on all the others, since they're connected to each other. Now, Yerushalmi makes a point that there's a certain limitation to this machlokas, and that is that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are only arguing when there are 10 zesim, 10 olive trees, in an area of 50 by 50 amos, what's called a Beis Sa'ah. Only when it's at that ratio do they argue. However, if we would have less than 10 in the area of Beis Sa'ah, less density, then even Beis Hillel agrees that each malbein is considered a separate field. And that's because when there's so few trees in such a lack of density of trees, it becomes clear that the purpose of having the malbanos, of having these rectangles of tfua, of grain growing separately, has nothing to do with the trees. It's because you truly wanted them to be separate fields of grain. If however, you have 10 to a Beis Sa'ah, then Beis Hillel says that makes it clear that your purpose in having the malbanos separate from each other was only because there were trees in the way. Otherwise, you would have considered it to be one. Otherwise, you would have planted them together. You didn't, because there were trees that were in the way. And because there were trees in the way, therefore, but really you wanted it to be one sada. That's why Beis Hillel says it's one sada. However, let's say if it's greater density than 10 to a Beis Sa'ah, even Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel, that indicates that you really wanted it to be one field. It's just that the trees were in the way.